Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutave Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskacharne Shatarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lunch cup, Trubius, Takripa, Sindhu, Pya Evacha, Patitanam, Pavanebio, Vaishnavebio, Namo Namaha, Vaishnavebio, Namo Namaha. So my respects, obeisances, best wishes to all of you, such nice devotees, and thank you so much for this wonderful program today. Even though it's in a certain sense relatively smaller, but I feel it's just as much, it's more intimate and close and personal compared to the same type of events that we've been through. And certainly the term heartfelt was really very appropriate, and it was really like that all round. Amazing. Really amazing. The longer I remain, somehow by the grace of Prabhupada in his ISKCON movement, at least physically, the more I appreciate the devotees. And it's amazing. It is just truly amazing, actually. And I think, well, one thing, I noticed many things. One thing I noticed, particularly I think because it was one of the last things said in Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu's offering, his letter, he quoted, was it the people's addressing King Preetu?
Yeah, praised by professional reciters.
Okay, so the reciters were glorifying Maharaj Preetu. You may be familiar with that part of the Bhagavatam. It really struck me some years ago when I was in a class given by His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj, who happens to be the spiritual master of Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu. And Maharaj was reading through the same part, not exactly that verse, but a little, anyway, right around there, in that specific section of the fourth canto, in which King Preetu was saying to everybody, including the reciters, they're not just professional reciters in the sense of just being professional and therefore, you know, they have some expertise, but they are really, they're great souls. They're very great souls. So Maharaj Preetu, I think having been glorified by them, at the end, if I remember correctly, Maharaj Preetu says that I can't, something to the effect that you shouldn't really glorify me like this because I haven't really done anything yet. He's just, was it his coronation or it was something like that. He's just about to start doing some really important duties on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these reciters and whoever else, they've been glorifying him in the same terms as in that verse that Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu read that you, Maharaj Prita, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you are just glorious in this way and that, and just, it's very grand and outstanding type of glorification. And then Maharaj Prithu replies, or he speaks following what the glorification that they have given. And he says that, you know, I haven't really done anything yet. So in that sense, it's not really appropriate to glorify me for doing so many grand things because I haven't done anything yet. Let's hope I do, but it's interesting. So Indrajumna Maharaj was speaking, and it was a good few years ago. It really was. It might have been 10 or more years ago in Durban, South Africa. And it was, I guess it must have been in a Vyasa Puja, a Maharaj was giving his talk. And he was saying, like Preju Maharaj is saying that, well, you know, you're glorifying me like this and that and exalted terms, but I haven't really done anything yet. And Indrajumna Maharaj was saying that, you know, you're glorifying me as being the representative of God, and you know, you feel you're fortunate to have taken birth and to got my association, and, you know, even things like, you have blessed this world by appearing in it. Because people say these things. Some people, sometimes, they do. And so Maharaj was saying that, you know, it's very kind of you, but I don't feel it's really accurate. You know, if you really look at it, it's not really correct. But it's a hope for the future, and that's nice. Yeah. And let's hope and pray. Maharaj was saying that in the future, I can actually live up to it. And then later, people can actually say it, and it may be appropriate. So that's, I'll be quite frank with you, really, just quite frank, that it's very nice of you to have said so many things. And some of it's a bit like, sure. Please, you know. I know Niranjan Maharaj, who I spend quite a bit of time with, he was telling us, we actually wrote a letter to his disciples that please don't say, you know, in Vyasa Pujas, please don't say that I have descended to this world to deliver the fallen souls, because it's actually not correct. I didn't. You know, I appeared somehow or other and got the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and maybe because I'm able to kind of translate it or express that mercy so that you get some of that mercy. So that's good. That's great. I'm so glad. But please, you know, let's stay within the bounds of reality. I pray that, I'll tell you what I pray. I think first thing I pray is I pray that I can follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. He could say in a way that Srila Prabhupada would be happy with or happy enough with, something like that. That Prabhupada wouldn't just laugh and say, oh, him, come on. But I really do. I pray that I can follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions so that he would be happy enough with me that he would say, okay, he's one of my disciples. And then I think the next thing I pray is that, you know, hopefully on the basis of actually doing like that, like I just said, that I could then pass on to the devotees, to yourselves and the other devotees who I meet up with around Srila Prabhupada's movement. I really pray that I can present Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada's instructions, and Srila Prabhupada's mood, and yes, his mood, his attitudes, his perspective on things. I really hope that I can convey that and be something like a via medium for Srila Prabhupada, and not too much just a via medium for my own mind. There was a period of time, it was back, it was the late 80s and into the early 90s, where somehow or other, well, what actually happened was Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who's another just a great soul, he had translated, what now, Bhakti Ratnakara. Bhakti Ratnakara. And Chaitanya Bhagavat. He had translated them into English, and they were just, you know, they weren't printed, but you, from him you could get copies. And I found these literatures were just amazing. And for a few years, I would say, more than I was really reading Srila Prabhupada, I was reading. There was this devotee, Kushakrata Prabhu, you may have heard of him, who passed away. He was a translator and a Sanskritist, although he was, you know, on a personal level, he was quite, you could say, eccentric, but he was a very unusual type of person. But still, you know, something like a genius. So I read his translations of this different of the Goswamis, particularly Jiva Goswami, the Sandadas, and quite a bit of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladeva Vijayabhushan, people like that, more than I was reading Srila Prabhupada, to be frank. And, you know, it was great. I felt it was very enriching. But then I reached a point with it. Well, actually, what happened was, I was teaching the BIHE in the early 90s, like I think 92, 93. I was teaching Bhagavad Gita, and I had a realization that when I'm teaching Bhagavad Gita, I am referring more to the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, or at least a lot, and maybe more than I am to Prabhupada, or at least a lot. And I thought, you know, this is not really the right thing to do. Not that it's unbona fide, you know, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is unbona fide at all, but it's just, I'm a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given it to us in the most appropriate ways for this day and age. And let's face it, Prabhupada is on the level of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He's not a lesser devotee. And, you know, like I said, I was also reading the Sandarbhas a lot, Jiva Goswami. And I just got that realization. Prabhupada is on the level of Jiva Goswami. He's not a lesser devotee, and his realization is not less. So then I changed to just focusing on Prabhupada, what Prabhupada said, how Prabhupada explained things. And, you know, occasionally, a little bit of some of the previous acharyas. So yeah, I would like to practice Krishna consciousness as given by Prabhupada to the point that he would be able to, he would say that, yes, okay, he's one of my disciples, and I wouldn't be an embarrassment to him. And then to give it to all of you and just whoever I happen to meet, because it is just so valuable what Prabhupada has given. It's truly invaluable. You know, this term invaluable is used by, you know, materialistic people when they're talking about some thing which some other materialistic person has done. They say that, you know, what he did was invaluable. But here we have something which is actually invaluable. Certainly no one on the material platform can value it properly. And for that matter, even devotees, they're not on the material platform, but they're not on, you know, maybe very high spiritual platforms, they also can't value it properly and really attribute to it and express what the actual value is, because it goes way beyond, just helping us to get started in Krishna consciousness and helping us to come to the point of being initiatable in Krishna consciousness. And it goes far beyond just, you know, being all we need to come to the level of being fixed, like the level of anishta, something like that, in Krishna consciousness. It goes far beyond that. It goes far beyond. It goes all the way to Goloka Vrindavan. And, you know, many of you would be aware that Srila Prabhupada said that we'll have another ISKCON in Goloka Vrindavan. And we'll have another ISKCON Newcastle in Goloka Vrindavan. And we'll have another ISKCON Dharam, I heard, in Goloka Vrindavan. We will, actually. And we'll all be together. We all can be together by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, because what he's given, it goes all the way from being the most perfect descriptions and instructions for getting some person out of material existence and just into some beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, better than anybody could possibly come anywhere near doing. But then, you know, all the other stages, step by step, up to Goloka Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada, because he is on that level of those, the very greatest acharyas and devotees. Yeah, so, and he'll be leading us, you know, Hare Krishna, in Goloka Vrindavan. Let's hope we get there, but anyway, he'll be leading us in Goloka Vrindavan also. Not just leading us to, or sort of part of the way, or in the general direction. So, Srila Prabhupada, you know, his sort of vision of Krishna consciousness, you could say, is something like kaleidoscopic, if that, I don't know how appropriate that would be, but it is just, you know, beyond being three-dimensional, way beyond. So this Srila Prabhupada, and we now means me and others, we have to now represent Srila Prabhupada. Talk about, you know, a challenging just task. Ooh, what can you say? Step into the shoes of Srila Prabhupada. Take up the take the baton, someone said. Who was that? Good on you. That was a good one. Take the baton. Actually, that's what it is. The next generation has to take the baton. Like an array, it's a relay.
Yeah.
It is a relay. Yeah, we've got to take the baton. But that's quite a baton. That is just, you know, it's the ultimate baton. To say, if anyone has the nerve or just is foolish enough to say that, yes, you know, I am the appropriate baton carrier. Well, you know, sorry. Pride comes before a fall. But I think if you say something like that, I think you already fell. Or, you know, something like that. Maybe it hasn't manifested yet, but... So yeah, but we have the baton. That's a fact. Like it or not, the next generation has the baton. And they have to carry it. And because it's a really heavy baton, then some fail to carry it, actually. And we've already seen enough of that. Many of you would be so well aware. So, but it's our sacred duty to carry the baton to the best of our ability and not try to kid anyone and, you know, really not try to kid ourselves of what we are. And like, you know, Maharaj Prithu said, he said that in the future, what you're saying, all this extraordinary glorification, just, you know, amazing glorification. I really hope in the future it will be true. But at this point in time, you know, I think you've sort of gone a bit too far. But interestingly enough, those reciters and all the different people who said all those different things, when Maharaj Prithu expressed himself like that, they didn't then stand up again and apologize and say, okay, let us modify what we said then. So maybe at least rephrase it, that we hope, you know, we're looking forward to, or something. They didn't. It just stood. It all stood. So, you know, when we represent the, if we represent the parampara, and I'm not just talking about me or my God brothers, God sisters, but it's also all of you. When we carry that baton, when we represent the parampara, there's a lot of mercy. You know, you're giving what Prabhupada, you're at least trying your best to really give what Prabhupada gave and make it accessible and help people to have insights into not just, you know, just the literal form, but to also have insights into Srila Prabhupada, the person, and Srila Prabhupada's message. Or, you know, in terms of Vapu and Vani, someone mentioned Vapu and Vani. Was that you?
No, it was Ashwin Prabhu.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right, Vapu and Vani and Vapu. Well, yeah, Srila, not just, you know, Srila Prabhupada's Vani, but Srila Prabhupada in his Vani, because he's present there. So when we all try to our best to really represent it, and in that way represent Srila Prabhupada, there's a lot of mercy which comes. A lot of mercy. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 9, what does Krishna say, chapter 4, verse 9? Okay, you got it. How about chapter 4, verse 11 then? Okay. I see we've got the right man here. As they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly, which may bring to mind some sort of, some idea other than just like appropriate reciprocation, reward. The term reward has certain connotations to it. But we're talking really about reciprocation. The Lord reciprocates to all of us. If you're a book distributor, Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu, book distribution to this day, how many years?
16
years. Not bad. Yeah. To this day. So when you're a book distributor and you really try and do that service for Srila Prabhupada and for your spiritual master, if you're initiated by a current spiritual master and for the benefit of the people like that, then Krishna reciprocates and Krishna empowers you. Isn't it true? Haven't you experienced that?
Yeah, every day in life.
It's just, it's amazing, actually. And for that matter, any service you do, and if you really try to do it, like even it might sound a little, taking it perhaps a little step too far, but it's not. Even if you're a Krishna-conscious mother, it's almost from one extreme to another, a Krishna-conscious mother. But if you really try and do it in a Krishna-conscious way, Krishna will empower you to be a Krishna-conscious mother and to give Krishna to your child and in this way, transform your child. Even something, I wouldn't say it's simple because, I've observed at least that it's not so simple bringing up a child. But even something which is, not quite perhaps as glorious as being big book distributor or sannyasi preacher or something, just bringing up a child. Just bringing up a child. But if one really tries to do it, and if one really puts one's heart into doing it, Krishna will empower you to do that. And whatever it is, in service to Krishna, manage a temple, cook for the devotees, worship the deities, if that's your regular service, if you really try and do it in the right spirit, at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna will empower you. And even you'll become astonished sometimes at what you do. Am I right, Chaitanya Bhavan?
Yes, Maharaj.
I've distributed books not for 16 years, but I did it every day. We had a motto, 100 a day keeps Maya away. And I've experienced many times Krishna empowered even little old me, and I managed to do things which astonished me. So this is, in a sense, our principle for success in Krishna consciousness in this context is become empowered. How to? By following Srila Prabhupada and like that. So also, if your service or one of them happens to be that you are now meant to serve as a spiritual master, then the fact is that if you really try and do it in that same spirit that I mentioned, then Krishna empowers you and Krishna protects you. And Krishna even sometimes does extraordinary things through you. Actually, it's a fact. It really is a fact. This is the principle of parampara. Or as Srila Prabhupada said, this is the law of disciplic succession. So therefore, on a certain level, someone like me, I'm sitting here in such a situation, and I've been doing it for quite a number of years, you know, more than 20 years now, and you hear all these things. And on a certain level, it's easy to say, listen, folks, just will you be quiet? let's just take prasad and or have a kirtan or something. But at the same time, like in any service, we have to recognize the mercy of Krishna when it's there and understand how to get the mercy of the Lord as much as reasonably possible. And then when the mercy comes, then we have to accept, okay, thank you for Krishna for that mercy. I'm trying to serve you. Thank you for helping me serve you in ways which are actually productive and helpful. So on a certain level, yeah, we say that, you know, why me? I'm not on the level of Prabhupada at all, to say the least. But on the other hand, if it's our duty, we have to do it. It's the law of disciplic succession. We have no choice. Particularly if we are preachers, we just have no choice. And then pray for the mercy, which comes. You know, I remember I've actually been chairman of the... I've been at GBC for about, not quite 20 years, but 18 years. And I've been chairman twice. And I remember the first time they made me chairman, I was really very seriously thinking, come on, will you? Will you stop this? Really? Really? How can I be chairman of the GBC? It's ridiculous. But there was a vote. There were a few candidates, I think three. And I was one. And so we had to step out of the room, out the back somewhere. And I said a little prayer to Krishna. Or, you know, maybe not even, you might not say it was exactly like a prayer. I would say I spoke to Krishna. And I said, Krishna, listen. Really? I said, Krishna, listen. If you really want me to be chairman of the GBC body, I'll do it. And I'll try my best to do it. Although I think, you know, I'm just sure, really the wrong person. So I said, Krishna, if you want me to be the chairman, I'll do it to the best of my ability. But I said, Krishna, if you seriously want me to be chairman of the GBC, I think you're crazy.
What did he say?
Well, I became the chairman of the GBC. But Krishna, you know, he's a real character. One thing you learn after being a devotee for some years, you learn Krishna's a real character. And he's not just one of these dry, formulaic type people. He really thinks out of the box quite often. So, okay, yeah, so I thought, yeah, you know, Krishna, if you want me to do it, okay, I'll do it. But if you really think I should do it, I think you're crazy. Anyway, we sort of muddled through the year. But I don't just think, I'm completely convinced that Srila Prabhupada is watching us here today. And I'm convinced Srila Prabhupada is very happy with what we've been doing. And I think Srila Prabhupada, I'm sure Prabhupada is sitting there looking at me and he's going like this. You know what I mean? I think he is. I'm sure he is. Okay, listen, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. Okay, you know, I want you to do this. But you got to do it properly. And don't you play around. Yeah. You really take it seriously. Yeah, I'm sure Prabhupada feels like that. And I'm sure it's a fact. It was actually true in reality. So, therefore, I'd like to thank you all for the very, very nice things that you all said. I couldn't, you know, sort of grade any of the offerings, messages, as being better or not as good or whatever. They're all really nice. Some of you became, you know, somewhat, you know, something touched your heart somewhere. And it really was heartfelt. And thank you for that. And when we hear people say things like this, you know, among other things, we really think, like Maharaj Prithu must have thought, you know, I've really got to get it together here. I've got to get it together here, like now, and keep it together. So thank you for that. It's sort of, it's like an inspiration or a prompting, a pushing in the right direction. Because the only way any of us are going to go back to Godhead or become qualified for going back to Godhead, just the only way is if we become, you know, real, proper servants of Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, it's the only way. And so therefore it comes to all of you. It's not just me, officially a guru with however many disciples here and there. But all of you, in order to go back to Godhead, you know, you may or may not become an actual initiating spiritual master. Some of you may well. But whether you do or not, you have to come. We all have to come to that level of Krishna consciousness, which is going to be really acceptable to Srila Prabhupada. And then as one devotee said, a little while ago actually, said that when we all finally leave our bodies and we go on that journey to the next destination, if, you know, if there's a possibility, if somehow we remember Krishna sufficiently, and we end up at the gates of Goloka Vrindavan, and someone asks, you know, the gatekeeper, so who are you? Where are you from? And if you say, I was a follower of Srila Prabhupada, then they're going to say, oh, okay, you come in. You come in. Huh?
Permission granted.
Yes, really. So, you know, it's a great responsibility I have. I don't take it lightly. I really don't take it lightly. And, you know, coming from a conditioned Kali Yuga background, I could tell you a few stories. But I will not. But by Prabhupada's grace, if we really take shelter of Prabhupada and really try our best, Krishna gives his mercy. Then as Chaitanya Charitamrita says, a blind man can see stars in the sky, a lame man can climb mountains, and a child can understand the conclusive truths of the Vedic literatures. So by Prabhupada's grace, even we can act properly as spiritual masters and help devotees in that capacity in real ways. And that just, you know, that's just wonderful. So if I can be of service to any of you, you know, some of you are disciples of mine, and some of you are not, and that's just fine. But if I can be of service to any of you, if I can help in any way, please let me know. And if I can, you know, I'll try my best. Do my best and pray to Prabhupada to make up for any shortcomings. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai!
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai!
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai!
Kaprimanande.
Nino!
His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami
ki.
Jai! His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami ki.
Jai!
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai!